You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, an Official Information Act request found that there were 214 women denied abortions in New Zealand in 2014. This week, US President Donald Trump also reinstated the global gag rule on abortion. I spoke to Family Planning National Medical Officer Dr. Christine Roke about these issues, and I began by asking her what reason there would be for a woman in New Zealand to be denied an abortion.
In New Zealand, the law says that a woman requesting an abortion needs to talk with two certifying consultants, two doctors who are specifically organised to do this job, about the reasons why they're wanting an abortion, and there are quite clear reasons in the law. So those two doctors decide whether it meets the law, and the usual one is that it is going to seriously affect the woman's mental health to continue the pregnancy. And one or other of those certifying consultants could decide that it doesn't fit the criteria, and so there's the opportunity of going to a third certifying consultant, but then you can't go on and on and on. At that point, you take two out of three, I guess.
Right, so that would be the reason why so many are denied each year, is because there's not at least two of the consultants that agree?
That's correct, yes.
And why is this so dangerous, to deny abortions?
The idea is that with the law we've got at the moment, that's what is set up, that it's likely to affect the physical or the mental health, or there are other factors that can be taken into account, such as the age of the woman and whether or not it was incest. Things like that are taken into account.
And is family planning generally happy with this law, or is there kind of reforms that you'd like to see?
Well, family planning is very keen to see reform. We believe that abortion shouldn't be governed by the Ministry of Justice. That's what it is under at the moment because of the having to meet these legal criteria. We believe it should be part of the Ministry of Health and treated as a health issue, so that the person interested in having an abortion and the doctor can work out what is the best way forward in terms of health rather than in terms of the law.
And switching gears a little bit now, US President Donald Trump has reinstated the global gag rule this week. So what does that mean for reproductive justice around the world?
The global gag rule means that no US government funding can be used internationally if there is anything to do with abortions. So that means either providing abortions, counselling about abortions, referring for abortions, even discussing abortions. So a lot of services that provide abortions or refer for them or discuss them or counsel about them are also providing contraceptive and women's health services. And so that means that they have much, much less funding for this. And what has happened when there have been global gag laws in the past is that, in fact, there's been less use of contraception and therefore more unintended pregnancies, and the actual abortion rate has tended to go up rather than down because of the effect that this has on contraceptive services.
And so is that then that the rate of legal abortions has gone up, or has that been kind of unsafe abortions?
Well, a lot of it is unsafe abortions, you're quite right. So that if a person has an unintended pregnancy, if the person has money throughout the world, whether it's a developed or developing country, it is sometimes easier to get abortions if you have money. But for the poor, there is no way that they may be able to afford to go to a reputable organisation to provide this. And so unsafe abortions rise dramatically. And that's what was seen when there were global gag rules in other Republican presidential times.
And just lastly, will this affect New Zealand at all, this global gag order?
It doesn't directly affect New Zealand, but New Zealand, like many places, provide services and teaching overseas, so it's going to affect how we go about that. And for instance, in the Pacific, our next door neighbours there, we may be teaching over there, and if there's any way in which funding drops to these opportunities, then that means that women are going to miss out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.